is Gene Montrose, the editor of tappingqa.com. And there are times in which we feel like we need to be doing it on our own. In order for the success to be ours, we must be self-sufficient. In order for the progress to be ours, we must be self-sufficient. In order to be worthy of the success, we need to have done it on our own. That asking for help and getting help feels like a cheat. And intellectually, we know that's silly, but emotionally, that can ring true. So today, we are going to tap on the idea of part of us feeling like we have to do it on our own. So tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. And as we move from tapping point to tapping point, just move in the order that makes the most sense for you. I want to achieve my goals. I want my life to be better. I want to move forward. And there's a part of me that feels like I'm the one that has to do it. There's a part of me that feels like it's only successful if it's mine. And if I get from help from others, then it's a cheat. If I get help from others, it's not enough. If I get help from others, I've somehow failed. But I give myself permission to know that my success can come in many ways. And it's important that I draw on the help and experience of others. It's important to recognize I don't have to do it all on my own. I give myself permission to be easy with myself as I step in to do this work, as I decide to move forward. Everyone who is successful has help from others. Everyone who is successful hasn't done it all on their own. I need others to be successful. And that's okay. I need others to move forward. And that's okay. I give myself permission to seek help from those who can make my life easier. This is about making my life better, not about the amount of work I put in. This is about making my life better without feeling like I have to be dependent on others. This is a process that is unfolding and is okay if I get the help from others.